Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Jock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the fourth chapter of Proverbs we hear, get wisdom, get insight. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Heavenly Father, you provide us opportunities to learn from you, gaining wisdom from our lives so we might be faithful in the course of our day, and especially in what is laid before us as we walk an upright path through this world. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sipton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, seventh day, Tuesday, January 16th, 2018.
Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator from Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Cole, you are recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guest. Senator from St. Francis, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guest.
Please proceed.
Mr. President, on my left and on your right, this year my intern is Heather Kopp from Odessa, Missouri. She's a junior at Truman State. She has a double major in political science and history, and I would like for the body to make her feel welcome today.
Let's please welcome the guest of St. Francis to the Senate body. Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Joining us today is, if they would please stand, Kevin Childress and his wife, Lori. Kevin is the president of My Freight Quote. He has been appointed to serve as the Jackson County Sports Authority complex, and with us also is Beth Banker. Beth has been appointed as a member of the Child Abuse and Neglect Review Board, and both of them have their hearings today, and they're both great members of my district, and I'd ask the body to make them feel very welcome.
Let's please welcome the guest of the 7th to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Senator from the 2nd, what purpose do you rise? You may proceed.
Mr. President, thank you. On your left and my right, I have two very special guests. First is Tricia Schwartz. She is a student at the University of Missouri Columbia, and she will be joining us as an intern this session. And also on your left and my right, we have Rebecca Friedrichs of San Clemente, Florida, California. She is somewhat of a celebrity. She was the lead plaintiff in the Friedrichs versus California NEA case that went to the U.S. Supreme Court, resulted in a tie. A similar case is in front of the court right now. She's here to testify this afternoon in the General Laws Committee. I'd ask this body to make both of these guests feel welcome.
Let's please welcome the guest of the Senator from the 2nd to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Senator from the 9th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce a special guest, please.
Please proceed.
Mr. President, to your left and to my right, I'm very happy today to have Bishop Mark Tolbert from Kansas City. Clearly, he's in my district. He has a wonderful church there. He also serves on the Kansas City Board of Police Commissioners, and we are very happy to have him in the Capitol today. So I would love the body to make him feel welcome.
Let's please welcome the guest from the Senate of the Ninth to the Missouri Chamber. Senator from Boone, purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have a very special guest to introduce today. With us, I'm privileged to introduce the doctor of the day, Dr. Cassidy Leonard Scott. She's associated with MU Pediatrics. Dr. Cassidy attended Kirksville College of Osteopathic Medicine and did her residency at the University of Missouri Healthcare. She's board certified with the American Board of Pediatrics, and I would ask the body to welcome her to the Missouri Senate.
Let's please welcome the doctor of the day, the Missouri Senate, and I hope you have a cure for the flu that you brought with you today. Let's please welcome the guest from the Center from Boone. Introduction of guests, Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have two very special guests today, one from University City, Jeannie D. She happens to be a neighbor of mine and sits on the state's tax commission. It is such a warm opportunity to have her here as a very special friend. But I also would like to introduce one of my new assistants in my office, former state representative Leonard Jonas Hughes from Kansas City. And if the body would give both of them a warm welcome, that would be appreciated.
Let's please welcome the guest from the Senate of the 14th from Missouri Chamber. Senator from Johnson, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of two very special guests.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Behind me in the upper gallery, I have members from the Missouri Society of Certified Public Accountants, if they would please stand. And they are here today for the organization's annual CPA Day at the Capitol, as well as to deliver the annual legislator's tax guide. I ask the body please make them feel welcome.
Let's please welcome the guests from the Center from Johnson and the CPAs across the state to the Missouri Capitol. Thank you for being here. Center from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Also, I have another special guest. To my right and to your left, seated here on the side gallery, I have Dr. Chuck Ambrose. He's the president of the University of Central Missouri, and he's here today for his hearing for his appointment on the Missouri Higher Education Compact. I ask the body please make him feel welcome.
Let's please welcome the guest from the Senator from Johnson to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Thank you for being here today. Introduction of guests. The Senate is on the order of introduction of guests. Hearing none, petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Petitions, memorial, remonstrances. Hearing none, resolutions. Resolutions. Hearing none, concurrent resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Butler, purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 919, introduced by Senator Libla, an act relating to licensure to operate motor vehicles.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 10th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill to introduce relating to real estate licenses.
Please send your bill forward. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 920, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to real estate licensees.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I'm seeking unanimous consent to introduce two very special guests.
Hearing no objection.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your left and my right, I'd like you to join me in welcoming two people from the 24th District who are here to serve our state. We have Dr. Catherine Matthews, who is here as an applicant for the State Board of Healing Arts. She's been appointed and she'll have her hearing today. And Kathleen Fleming, Achieving a Better Life Experience Board, is the position that she has and is seeking. So if you will join me in making them feel welcome to our state Senate today.
Let's please welcome the guests from the Senator from the 24th to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. I'll send it forward. Please. No explanation necessary.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 921, introduced by Senator Rizzo, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Andrew, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have a fine piece of legislation that I'd like to offer forth. It deals with rural broadband in the state of Missouri. And other than that, it needs no other further explanation.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 922, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to the Missouri Rural Broadband Development Fund.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Oh, Senator from Boone, are you seeking recognition?
I am seeking recognition.
What purpose do you rise?
President, as always, you're doing a phenomenal job up there. I have two bills to introduce today, and as always, I would not dare waste anyone's time to explain them on the floor.
Please send your other two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 923, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to the Address Confidentiality Program.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 924, introduced by Senator Rowden, an act relating to a visiting scholar's certificate.
Introduction of bills. The Senate is on. Senator from the 5th, what purpose do you rise?
President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 925, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to the classification of property for the purpose of taxation.
Senator, do you care to explain the bill?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Mr. President.
Announcements.
Mr.
Senator
President.
From Cole, Purpose to Rush.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an announcement. Just for the benefit of the body, and shortly I'll be making a recess motion until 1400. That's 2 o'clock for those of you who haven't met Senator Walling, Senator from Cape. Hey, wasn't all the way. And I just wanted the body to know they're welcome to come back. We will be doing second reading of bills. If somebody needs to introduce a bill at that time, any of you big government men or ladies, just let me know. We'll go to that order of business, but mainly we're coming back to do second read. Welcome to be here, but it would not be necessary if you have other committee plans or constituent meetings. Thank you, Mr. President.
Announcement, Senator from Phelps, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the Appropriations Committee is here in public testimony today. And after recess, we will meet 15 minutes after recess to continue. Thank you.
Thank you. Announcements, Senator from the Second.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on General Laws will be meeting today at noon in Senate Committee Room 2. Senate Committee Room 1, rather.
Okay, Senate Committee Room 1. Thank you, Senator. Announcements. Announcements. Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. I move we stand in Senate stand in recess until 1400 this day.
Hearing no objection. I'm sorry, all those in favor of that motion say aye. All those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in adjournment till recess till 1400 hours as requested.